A crew of workers hits a plot at Hanauer's Tree Farm, just outside of Shawno. They're not exactly elves, but they are industriously sawing the trees and then feeding them into a sort of conveyor belt that bags them up, ready to get on a truck bound for almost anywhere in North America.
For what it's worth, we've even sent trees to Iraq, believe it or not.
Dan Hanauer is the second generation owner of his family's roughly 500-acre farm. It's spread out over 19 locations in three counties.
This particular year, we've had a good year. Our equipment has run well. We've had good weather throughout the harvest season. We've had a good workforce, and our sales are up quite a bit. Our sales are up about 30% this year.
Hanauer is one of about 300 Christmas tree growers in Wisconsin who are faced with a decision whether or not to support something called a checkoff program. It's similar to what beef and pork producers participate in. Think beef, it's what's for dinner. The program is supported by the state and national Christmas tree producers. The executive secretary of Wisconsin's Christmas Tree Producers Association is Cheryl Nicholson. She says the idea is to promote naturally grown trees instead of fake ones. And tree growers seem to prefer the F word for fake instead of artificial.
You know, you can do that on your own farm in a small way with your customers. But as an industry as a whole, we don't want to lose what we have to people buying fake trees.
A real tree can take 15 years to mature from a seed. Besides time, the trees need yearly trimming and shearing to get them into shape for lights, ornaments, and tinsel. Back on the farm, Dan Hanauer is a huge advocate for natural trees. But as for the proposed checkoff program, not so much.
What I'm opposed to is having to pay another tax to go into another collectivized, centralized, government-run program that's supposed to be good for us. And I will do my own marketing.
If approved, the checkoff program would take 15 cents per tree. That doesn't sound like much, but multiply that by the 25,000 trees someone like Hanauer cuts each year, and it amounts to $3,750. Despite controversy in Christmas land, Hanauer says he often reflects on the pivotal role his product plays in family celebrations, and he can't fathom why anyone would prefer an artificial or fake Tannenbaum.
I mean, I can't imagine taking every year on our anniversary, taking a dozen fake roses out of the closet and giving them to my wife. That wouldn't go over well. What's the intrigue to pull in a piece of plastic out of the closet and put it in the corner of the same piece of plastic you had every year? This is real. It smells nice. It's better for the environment. It's different every year. There's some romance and excitement to it. It's an American industry. It's not even close.
Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Silver and gold, silver and gold mean so much more when I see. Silver and gold decorations.